With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Diplomatic efforts are intensifying in Cairo this weekend. International mediators tried to establish an agreement between Israel and Hamas to end the war in Gaza.
There still appear to be sticking points around exactly how many hostages and prisoners would be released. There's also still some distance between the two sides about a permanent ceasefire, with Hamas insisting that is included within any release deal now, and Israel more hesitant about committing to end the war while elements of Hamas still remain within Gaza.
That's correspondent Anna Foster reporting. The Houston area was under a threat of worsening flood conditions today. That's one day after a heavy storm slammed the region, and authorities warned those in low-lying areas to evacuate ahead of an expected catastrophic surge of water. More bad news for Kingwood, Texas resident Ken Chastain, who told KTRK-TV.
If you haven't been through a flood, you really don't know how we feel, because the time it takes to be able to rebuild, and I mean, today, after today, we might not have a home to come back to.
And more rain is in the forecast there for tonight. Election integrity front and center this year, and as Bernie Bennett reports, the Republican National Committee filed a federal lawsuit Friday seeking to prevent Nevada from counting mail ballots received after Election Day.
The law, passed by Democrats in 2021, permits the tallying of mail ballots received up to 4 days after Election Day, provided the envelopes are postmarked by the end of the day. The lawsuit says the provision also assumes that envelopes received 3 days after Election Day that don't have a postmark indicating otherwise were posted in time. Republicans contend that this violates the U.S. Constitution's requirement that there be a single day for Election Day. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley said in a statement, quote, Nevada's ballot receipt deadline clearly violates federal law and undermines election integrity in the state. Ballots received days after Election Day should not be counted. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And this is SRN News. Who is smoking marijuana these days in the United States?
A lot of people, apparently. A new Gallup poll indicates that about 10% of the U.S. population now uses marijuana on a regular basis. 20% do so at least once a month. Lower-income people are much more likely to use than those who are wealthy. States have been busy legalizing pot in recent years over the warnings of clergymen, pro-family advocates, and addiction experts. They all argue that legalization will only lead to greater usage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
America's largest abortion business is spending big money in battleground states this election year. Planned Parenthood-affiliated groups have announced a $10 million voter engagement campaign in North Carolina. Organizers say the money will go toward things like canvassing, mailers, and digital ads. The funding comes as abortion advocates seek to end a Republican supermajority in the General Assembly there, one that approved new pro-life laws last year. This is SRN News. The Food and Drug Administration has finalized a rule to regulate medical testing, which has long escaped oversight.
The rule is designed to improve the accuracy and reliability of tests developed at large laboratories, including hospitals and universities. The FDA has warned for years that inaccurate test results can lead to unnecessary treatment and delays in getting proper care. Under the new requirements, labs will have about 4 years to win FDA approval for new tests.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Workers have begun removing a bridge over a Connecticut highway that was damaged in a fiery crash involving a gasoline tanker truck. The demolition that began yesterday is expected to keep both sides of Interstate 95 in Norwalk closed throughout the weekend and extend a traffic nightmare on the major artery linking New England and New York. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.